Saudi-backed Bahraini forces have abducted several students from across the country's schools. In the capital, Manama, two boys were kidnapped by regime forces. This is while eight other students from the northeastern town of Busaitin were also taken away. In the past several weeks, scores of people have been detained. NATO has said that it will not leave Afghanistan despite the death of Osama bin Laden in a U.S. military operation. The comments come shortly after Egypt's Muslim Brotherhood said that there is no longer any reason for the U.S. military to stay in the Middle East. Iran has reacted to the alleged death of Osama bin Laden. Iran's foreign ministry spokesman, Ramin Mehmanparast, says that the U.S. and its allies have no reason to stay in the Middle East under the pretext of fighting terrorism. He reiterated that it's Iran's policy to strongly condemn terrorism. Revolutionary forces in Libya say that NATO is failing to protect civilians in the besieged city of Misrata. Revolutionary forces say NATO has forgotten about them. This, they say, has emboldened pro-Gaddafi forces to continue bombing the city. Regime forces have been bombarding the city for days. In Japan, radiation levels inside another power plant in Kwaikid, Japan, have risen. The plant is in the western city of Tsuruga, 350 kilometers away from Tokyo. The facility's operator says the irregular radiation levels are possibly due to leakage from the fuel assembly unit. Afghan President Hamid Karzai says U.S.-led foreign forces should target terrorist hideouts instead of attacking civilians in his country. Karzai made the remarks in a meeting with government officials in Kabul. Most tribal elders present at the meeting oppose a strategic deal with the U.S., which authorizes permanent military bases in Afghanistan. In Pakistan, militants have torched several oil tankers carrying supplies to U.S.-led foreign forces in Afghanistan. Officials say the gunmen opened fire on the vehicles near Attock in Punjab province and then fled to a nearby police post, killing four officers. And finally, tens of thousands of Sri Lankans have rallied in the capital Colombo to denounce a UN report accusing the government of war crimes. President Mahinda Rajapaksa's ruling party organized the protest, which coincided with May Day. The government says the army fought humanely against Tamil rebels.